The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Thank you, Noah. Do you ever get nervous, Noah, when you do that? That your voice is going to be like,
actually, I'm kind of hoping for it so that it sounds different. I just feel like I sound the same all the time.
I'm shocked how you always sound the same, because for me, when I first talk on this thing, it sometimes is like the first time I'm talking this morning. I mean, we just had a little chat before we began recording, but sometimes I'm just like, I just sound like I'm just waking up. Like, yesterday I took a nap before, so I did the podcast yesterday, and then I was gonna do in between, like relax or work on my script for the MTV movie and TV Awards Unscripted, ironically enough, the script. And then I got up in my room and I had a headache yesterday, and I was like, I think I need a nap. There's this thing that I do sometimes when I'm really tired and get to work, and I like get done when I have to do early in the morning, and then I go back to sleep for an hour, and it makes all the difference. I wish I could do it today, but I have to go get my nails done. Because that's a thing that women have to do. Men can do it too. You start. It's like, I'm not in that same mindset that I used to be in, of like resenting everything women have to do to get ready versus men, but I'm going to get there by the end of the show. I'll tell you that, because it's a lot. My spray tan isn't dark enough. My life is so hard. My spray tan isn't dark enough, but it's like, Noah, you would not even understand what I did yesterday to go to get a fucking spray tan. So
talk about it.
So yesterday I woke up from my nap and I walked down into my fitting, because I told my assistant who's living here with me, like, just let the fitting girl set up and then call me when you need me to be downstairs. You have a best grandma ever mug. What the fuck? Noah, what the hell is going on in that house? Noah is sipping from a best grandma ever mug. And yesterday you were sipping from a best grandpa ever mug. I know you're living in a place that isn't your own, but with these kitschy cups? And why did you hold it literally like you were posing for a picture with... It's like perfectly, the label is like right out front. Why do you have so many...
The only clean cup.
Wait.
The only clean mugs are the ones with the best grandma and best grandpa.
Are those the ones, though? Are this the people that live there, their grandmas and grandpas? The owners of the house?
Yeah, they're...
And they don't want to celebrate like that in their own lives and take their mugs with them? How will they know?
I guess they left it for us.
That's... have you ever bought one of those things, like a best something ever for your dad or mom?
No. Well, I bought one for my sister-in-law, but I just always feel like it's a waste of space.
Yeah, and are they the best ever? Because probably not. I mean, like... If I'm really doing best ever, it's like Obama's mom. You know, like I'm going to pick, and you know, I know airstrikes or whatever. I don't know. People are always like, but he's not perfect, whatever. But like, I'm going to pick, I always pick someone and I go, their parents are probably the best parents ever. Someone who's like a very good person. Like, who's the best person you think in the world? Like, who just only wants good and like.
Was Buddha a person?
Yes, I believe he was. But I think. I also don't, I think he was like Jesus. Like some people think he was legit. I actually don't know anything.
Me neither.
I love that we don't know if Buddha was real. I think Buddha was real.
Let's go back to your day.
Let's go to Wikipedia and find out Buddha was real. Yeah, there's just like, when people are like, it's the best vegan restaurant in town. I go, well, have you been to every vegan restaurant? Because this whole best thing, you could say it's the best one I've tried. But this best in the world, you don't know all the moms in the world. Stop lying to your mom. You know that fucking Frances McDormand is a better mom than your mom. Or like, I'm just trying to think of who's a good mom. I really can't conjure any, because I really suspect that everyone's kind of has their bad days, their moments, their moments. put that on a coffee mug. Everyone has their moments. My day. So... I went downstairs after my nap to my fitting and I was like, hi guys. And they were like, are you okay? They like thought I was very ill because of how I sounded after my nap, is my point of that whole story. And I just thought I was going to sound like sleepy and baby, like coming down the stairs to see my friends who are my stylists. I was like, hi guys. And they're like, are you okay? It is weird that people can tell when you've just woken up. Like when you answer the phone, do you ever answer the phone and you're lying down and you're totally wide awake, but you're like just trying to lounge and people are like, are you okay? And you're like, oh God, why does it, how does a voice sound like I'm lounging? That's what always boggles me about when you see artists like singing when they're sitting in a recording studio. I'm like, don't you think it'd be best for your voice to like stand? But I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, yesterday for my spray tan, I had to go not to a bad part of Hollywood at all. Spray tan was at 7 o'clock, took an Uber over there. Actually got to push to 7:45. It's going to be on stage at fucking 8:30. Had it all timed out. I get there and the Uber driver cannot pull up to the front of the place. Well, I had to go to the back of the place because she's opening her shop like for me at night. And we can't go to it because the streets are blocked off because there's police have blocked off the streets and there's helicopters overhead. God only knows what the hell's going down, right? And then finally, he finds a way to go around it and drops me off at a gas station that's right next door to her store. And I run across the parking lot with like active helicopter spotlights looking for a criminal. No idea what this could be. And she like calls me into her back. She opens like this back door. She's like, come in. And I run in. I'm getting my spray tan. We still hear police activity. We hear copters out like, and like, you know,
please don't
like cops noises. She checks the citizen app. There's an active shooter somewhere in an apartment building. And I go, should we hide or something? I go, where is it? Like far away. And she's like, no, next door. She was like, I think it's next door. And I'm like, should we hide? And she was like, I mean, it says he's in the apartment building. And I'm like, well, then why are helicopters out if it's in an apartment? You know, if it's like a quarantine situation. And then I'm getting a spray tan and I'm standing there like getting doused. And we're in this like back room that is like outside pretty much. Like it's like in this like area that's, we don't have like actual shelter from, it's like in this back, like kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's all screen doors and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I might get shot by getting a spray tan. And then I laughed because I was like, she died doing what she loved. I picture Andrew making some joke at my funeral. I mean, let's be honest. She died doing what she loved, getting a spray tan. But then I thought, you know what? He probably won't use that line. He'll be too sad to think of it. And I was like, I should text him that line before I die so that he kills at my funeral. I really thought of that. I was like, I'm still trying to micromanage Andrew's delivery and joke execution while, even though he doesn't need it, while before I die. So I got my spray tan. I woke up this morning. You're supposed to let it marinate for 8 hours. I usually get one at night. The next day I go in the shower, wash it off. I woke up this morning. I don't look tan. I risked so much. And I tipped this woman so, like I tipped her like 400%. Like, you know, four times what she asked because she showed up for work in a shooting situation and like opened her store. And so but now I'm like, now I compensate her for a job not well done. Cause I go, I want it really dark. I go, every time I get a spray tan, I go, I know you think that I'm not going to want it this dark because I'm so pale that it's going to be such a difference, but I want you to really go to town. And I kept asking her like, is this going to, I just have to trust myself, Noah. I've done enough spray tans. I know what I want. But she's like, yes. You don't want your face. You have makeup on, no face. And I'm like, I always get it over my face because you want less on your face because it does develop like splotchy on your age spots. If you ever get a spray tan, girls, don't get that on your hands or your face where you have age spots because those age spots really pick up the tan, which doesn't matter because you end up putting makeup on. Anyway, my face is pale today because she wouldn't let me spray tan my face. And the rest of my body is pale. And now I'm going to be painted tonight with Sally Hansen leg spray, which honestly, girls, just use Sally Hansen leg spray. It's cheap. It washes off in the shower. It goes on, like, it looks like your legs are like Beyonce's legs in terms of like sheerness and like just shininess and beautifulness. Do you know that Beyonce wears multiple pairs of tights? If you want to look amazing in tights and you're like wearing a leotard maybe for some kind of costume, my makeup artist on the Cayman Island show, Robin, taught me get multiple pairs of what are they? Stockings, not like tights, not like tights, like black tights, but like, you know, nude color tights, whatever skin color. Wait, get two or three and your legs and no cellulite, your legs will look, and then put fishnets over those and people will think your legs are just that, like that perfect. I didn't know that, but all the
pop stars. That's what the female wrestlers do.
They all wear multiple tights, yeah. Two or three.
Have you ever worn tights and not had the inseam like pull down and then you have that like...
I've never worn tights in so long since I was like 7 and went to church for Easter. Like what seam? Yeah. Oh, like it gets like baggy.
It
like
pulls down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just imagine with two of those. Ugh.
No, but if you pull them up all the way, it's not going to go. I mean, like I wear Spanx sometimes and I feel like those are like tights. Just got to... Oh God, fucking Spanx. Are Spanx out? I just don't wear them anymore. I feel like maybe people are still wearing them.
I feel like Whitney just posted a video of her putting on, I don't
Whitney's
know if it was
Spanx
exactly,
Spanx.
But
she doesn't need them. Something like She's that. She's always got some nude, hideous nude underwear, which I would never be as confident to show my underwear. Whenever I'm shocked when girls like show their underwear, because I'm like, I don't know what's cranking down there. Like, not that, you know, I just, there's discharge. Okay, so sometimes, and you don't know. I have so much to tell you today. We're going to get into what happened on Jimmy Fallon yesterday. I'm still recovering. We're going to talk about the MTV Movie and TV Awards Unscripted, which I'm hosting tonight. And a lot more. We're going to get to some listener mail. And Andrew's coming down the stairs here in just a second. Let's get him in. Hey, Andrew.
Good morning.
You can have some of my coffee.
Thanks for, yeah.
Yeah, I have a cup of coffee in front of me, and Andrew didn't really have time to go get some because we got to get through the show. We got to get to the show. And he sipped mine. I go, you can have some of mine. And he goes, black coffee. And I go, yeah, that's how I do. And he goes, "It. You didn't know? You get me coffee so often, but you know my rule. Try to come up with what my coffee rule is."
I know what happened. We're out of almond milk.
So no, we're not out of almond milk.
We're out.
What could it be?
We're out of Sevia.
I don't like hot coffee that isn't Starbucks coffee that can be... I need my milk frothed with my coffee.
Dude,
if
how
I'm gonna
bougie.
Do it, no, it's not bougie. It tastes better. It tastes better.
No, say that word again.
I like what?
I've never said frothed? That word in my life.
Diva?
No, froth.
Froth? You have
probably
it?
Probably have a lisp, but...
Frothed is... it's kind of like frothed. Ew, you know what? There was like froth. There's sometimes froth in, I'm not
Your
even going to talk about it. No,
yeah.
I mean, well, we were just talking about discharge. That's so weird. I was trying to get off the subject of discharge, but Here we are back to it. And sometimes, no, I think more frothiness can happen. This
were
is so gross. No, like when you're having sex, sometimes there's, it can become froth because froth needs to be like whipped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does. Whip that ass.
Oh God. God.
Have you ever been whipped? Like,
no.
Like a belt, like brought out?
I don't think I'd like it. And all the porn I watch whenever they're like using those on girls, I'm just like, ugh, I want to skip this part. This isn't for me. Also the tickling. I'm just like, ugh, God, let's get to just put something in her. Like, I don't want, like, don't like tickle her. There's a lot of tickling porn.
Ugh, I hate tickling. I hate when girls, they'll tickle your legs while they blow you. And it's like, what do you do? Who wants that? They'll tickle around your balls.
Like, it's because we read Cosmo that's like, tease him and like tickle his balls with your eyelashes.
Just get in your mouth and put your hands behind your back.
No, Cosmo is out of ideas. Put your hands behind your back.
No.
I've always heard that.
I like hands. I'm fucking
that's
around.
That's the thing
I'm
I hear more
around.
Than anything is hands.
That's what I like with a blowy. I like the head and the hand. And that's Isn't that a hard grip. A hard
isn't that a Noah Baumbach film?
What's the head and the hand?
I don't know. The squid and the whale. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's frosty.
We used to get so frothy. Frothy.
The snow. The snow.
Oh my God. I wonder if today. Oh God, I have so much disgusting stuff in my mind that I want to share, but I feel like this podcast just, I just don't want it to be as discussed. I don't want, we have a lot of new listeners after last night. I was on the Tonight Show.
Give it to them raw, baby.
Okay, sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was I, I was actually telling Emil. Okay, so if I told Emil, then I'm willing to tell anyone. And I think I've told you this before too, but like, I was telling him about like, how I recently was like so comfortable with someone I was dating that I was like, I couldn't believe like how quickly I was just like, not scared of how gross I am, quote unquote gross. I'm saying that lovingly. I don't hate myself for it anymore. But like sometimes after I masturbate, I tend to like wipe off, like to go, I go rinse the stuff in the sink, like just cold water, right?
Well, like the dildies?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, just get off anything that could have been left on. And yeah, sometimes some residue, I don't mind doing it on my period, put down a towel and it's just, you know, I don't care. They're not complaining.
It's your blood.
Yeah, I don't care. So sometimes, but anyway, I always wash them off this period, but sometimes it's just like clear and you're just like, I don't care, right? And you just like toss it back in the drawer or whatever. You like wipe it on the bedspread or like not the bedspread, but like a towel nearby. Maybe the bedspread, yeah, if you're
exactly.
Like.
Exactly. I love
But sometimes only the bedspread if I'm ready, but if the sheets are ready to go, you know? And I know that I'm going to like either not sleep on that side of the bed or I'm going to change them very soon. But it's also like my cum. Like, who cares? It's like clean and smells good. It's not like
you just said only if the sheets are ready to go or I'm not sleeping on that side. Or
like, okay, it has to be a couple things. It can't be fresh sheets. I would never do that to fresh sheets no matter what side of the bed it was on. But I do only stick to one side of my bed. You should go see my bed upstairs. There is a giant brown orange spot where I'm sleeping and Kirsten's coming tonight. My best friend from high school, and she's going to sleep in my bed probably. And I know I kept her beside of the bed good. I didn't wipe off any dildos on it. But yes, I will wipe it off on that side if I'm ready to do sheets pretty soon. And also, it's the same way I eat oatmeal out of the same bowl. And I haven't washed this bowl since we've been here 5 days. I keep using the same bowl. I clear it out enough, but there's residue every time I put more oatmeal in. And it heats up the residue from before. I'm just like, I don't care. Maybe that's disgusting. It is disgusting, but I'll admit to it. No, and any man who loves me will have to accept me.
I'm very disgusting too. And we could go.
But I just don't see the logic of cleaning a bowl that you're putting the same food in. Where dried oatmeal is not going to make me sick. I literally would never care. And I would probably scratch it like out and eat it anyway if I, you know, was hungry enough. Whatever. So sometimes though, you throw it back in the drawer and you know I have many of these things and they get frothy. Just kidding. But you know, you throw it back in the, like you just like, you go, oh, there's not a lot on that or whatever. You throw it back in the thing. And then later on you go to get it out and there, I can't be the only woman that has happened to.
Oh boy.
But it like, there, it will, when it flakes off, Noah, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. If it dries on plastic or silicone or whatever those things are made out of, it like will, but when you move it, like you bring it out of the drawer, sometimes these things are like rubbery and they shake, or like you like shake it a little bit, it flakes off like snow.
Like
and
dandruff.
I swear to God, like dandruff, but more like snow, like fake snow, and like maybe a front window shop of like during Christmas time, like at a
Lord
and Taylor, like a window display, like 'tis like, the season. Like
shaved ice.
Yes. And it flakes off and it's almost beautiful. And I swear to God, every time it happens, I hear jing, jing, jing. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E. Do you know that song?
Is it Jingle Bell?
It's Jingle Bell. Yeah, I mean, like, it's the Fred. No, it's
so wait. So your old Frank Sinatra version reminds you of Christmas.
Literally, I hear Jingle Bells every time I see a flake. The flakes have come.
Do you see your dad and mom and your presents under the tree?
Yeah, makes me think of family and like warm memories and. And Santa
that's so
banging
great.
Me. No, it's I do think
beautiful.
Of that. But it always happens, and I always hear. I go jingle bells, jingle, because it's like ding ding ding.
There's plenty of times when like I'll come
frothy snowman
because men come is a lot more usually than women come, and it's like a thick. It's not frost. It's like a whip.
No, mine's like a light. It's almost like. I don't even want to clean this off. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of myself.
But what I do is I'll put it in a napkin and I'll forget about these napkins that I throw behind my dresser, you know? So like,
yeah,
you know, maybe a year later, I have a nice pile.
You throw them behind your dresser? Sometimes. Where are you keeping them right now in the room, you think? In your bedroom?
I just come because I don't want you to get mad.
Well, in your bedroom at in our place in St. Louis.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
The other day, Luigi went in your room, so I had to go in your room to be like, Luigi, what are you doing in there? And he had a cum napkin in his mouth. No.
Hey, Fallon guys.
He was
and girls.
Oh my God.
No, and then like I told you when I was a kid, I would rub the cum. I was so lazy, I would just rub the cum on the carpet. And my carpet got so hard. And we moved. And my mom found this island that was worse than Epstein's Island, some would say. It was so hard and rough. It was ridiculous. It like burnt away the carpet. So many of my soldiers died that day.
Did your mom talk to you about it?
No.
How did you even know?
I don't even know what if she might have thought that I spilled a bunch of paint. Like, I don't know if she connects the dots that her son is so lazy that he wiped literally 1,500 cum loads on his mother's nice carpet.
You just spilled like glue or like what does it look like?
Like, I just wiped it underneath the bed, like
you just thought it would disappear because it's clear enough. Like I've thought those things before. Like, you ever wipe your snot like on your sleeve? Like, when I was like, snot is almost the same thing. It comes out clear and then it dries, and you're like, oh my God, that looks like, now I realize it looked like cum as a kid.
Yeah.
But before now, back when I was a kid, I was like, oh my God, something about Mary.
Remember
that when Ben Stiller had the snot on his ear? That's probably what I thought it was.
And then she put, yeah.
That's probably what I thought it was when I was a kid, because I always go, how did you watch that movie not knowing what cum was? Because I definitely didn't in eighth grade know what cum was. I didn't understand, like, it was the hair gel thing. So what did I think it was? I bet I thought it was snot in that scene.
Oh, which is actually
more disgusting. Or I was also a smart enough kid to know when I didn't understand something, it was a thing that I didn't know yet. I didn't go, Mom, what is the thing? I always knew it was a sexual thing that I was to not know about yet until I found out on my own, because my parents wouldn't talk to me about sex. And so I learned it the hard way when a teacher was, you know, coming on my face. Just kidding.
Do you think there's child prodigies out there that are like, that's cum? And they're like, how did he know?
At six years old, he was able to know what cum. Welcome to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And it's like all these like genius kids that
The one kid can play the piano like incredible, Mozart at 3.
Yeah.
And Timmy can jump 40 feet at 7.
Yeah.
And then Dave over here can tell you whatever cum is.
And yeah, and Abigail, she's only 5, but she knows exactly what 69 means when her parents make jokes about it.
How did she know?
She's a genius. We don't even understand these things. Because of Uncle Rick, actually. That's who taught her. It's a really tragic story, actually. She's not a genius. What?
The business deal I did. I mean,
we have to go to the news, but we can delay the news for a second because it's a special day.
No, I was just,
this is such a funny story that I feel like we need it.
I did real estate I don't know if I've ever been talked about. So I worked in real estate for like 5 or 6 years, and this guy named, I can't say his last name, but he was literally 4'11". When he would sit in my truck, his feet would go straight. Like, they wouldn't bend.
Yeah.
And he'd go, hey, I like this. Like, he was like as close to a little person without being a little person. And he was great.
How did he
drive
cars?
I don't know.
He probably had an extension on the.
Yeah, like, I think he would little tie people have to his feet.
Little people have like, you know.
Oh.
Like they have things that make the brake and the gas come out further.
He probably just drove a really small Miata or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I'm pumping gas and he points to my pants. And I only have one pair of slacks that I wear every single time. I don't clean them ever. And he's like, "What is that?" And I was like, "What?" And he points to like my dick area and he goes, is that cum? And I looked at it and I go, yeah, I think it
is. Oh no.
Like, I didn't like it would try to like.
I know that feeling of like not knowing anything else to say except the truth. Oh no. Like, you're like, I just can't.
He's like, are you serious?
And you're almost like, it's cool.
Yeah. Like, he's almost at fault for not having cum on his pants.
How did you used to... Yeah, like, pee in your pants is cool. Wait a second. Why, though... how often did you clean your pants back then?
Back then?
Like, where were you
dress
living?
Pants? I only would wear dress pants.
But I know, when were you doing laundry when you were, like, back in the States?
Dude, I would... it was a while. It was bad.
Oh, Andrew, I'm so glad you're not that person anymore.
I am, too.
Yeah.
I am, too. Like, it's crazy to
think. I love going, we need to do a segment where we just go back in time and, like, you just tell some of these stories of your life. Because it was, I mean, getting to know you as a friend and hearing these, I mean, they're just story upon story. And I always check and, like, go, what were you doing? Like, and you the other day, you were talking about how, like, you were asexual for...
Yeah, for a while.
Because you were like, I don't mean to laugh, because you were like anxious and depressed.
No, there was a few reasons why.
But like all you did to try to do was like, but you were trying to be cool and get laid though, right? No?
No, I was like.
Did you want friends? Like what were you trying to do in that time? Because isn't everything motivated by having sex?
I had friends. I was the third wheel guy.
But you're so motivated by women and like, not women, like you're not like a late, like, but you're so motivated by looking hot and like. Being attractive to women now, and I'm not judging you. I'm saying that for me as well. What motivated you back then? And I could answer this myself because I was kind of the same way. But
I think what motivated me is just being liked. It wasn't about having sex. I just wanted to be liked. I wanted to be the funniest person at the party. I wanted to be the funniest person at the bar. I wanted all my guy friends to be like, whoa, he's awesome. Great guy.
Yeah.
I was always the third wheel. I've always had girlfriends. Like,
yeah.
But like, you know... So I think it was just about being accepted. When it came down to being asexual, I just didn't feel like girls wanted to fuck me, even though anytime I would get laid, but it wouldn't register that girls wanted to like me. It's because I would get laid by people that, like, you know, girls that were just...
At parties that were just like, you guys were
really,
all wasted.
Like, yeah, we were all drunk and
or
whatever.
Or like, they slept around a lot, and so it didn't feel like special.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. And I was also afraid of diseases while also thinking I had diseases.
How did you beat it for people out there that might relate?
I think you need to go to the therapist, analyze why are your actions actually happening. Like, what's the root cause? Mine was... You know, anxiety and depression, and you try to maybe either get on an antidepressant or just try to really talk about like, why are you doing these things? And you got to just change a lot of your behavior. I stopped drinking. I started doing something I was passionate about, which helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Walking my dogs.
Walking your dogs, picking up your bags, you know, just doing things that really.
I've seen drastic changes in you.
Drastic
changes.
But yeah.
Changes that have taken 65 million years. It's nice to talk about these things because I feel like it's, you had a really, I feel like dramatic change from like when I met you to now. And it's just like a few simple things that like, you know, you got to be in the right headspace to like actually do, but they're not. If Andrew can go to therapy and maybe find an antidepressant, anyone can out there, any guy. So girls, don't give up hope on your boyfriends, but seriously, don't wait for them to do it or don't make them do it. Tell them they have to go work on themselves or you're going to leave them and actually give them a date that you're going to leave. Don't be like, I'm thinking about leaving you until you work on yourself. And this goes for guys too. If you're living with someone or being with someone who's, you're working on yourself and they're not, tell them if you don't start the path, you don't have to do anything, but if you don't start, I'm out on November 30. Like, give them a date and then stick to it, and that's the only way to actually force someone's hand. You're not even forcing someone's hand. You're protecting yourself, and maybe the, you know, losing you might be enough to make them actually realize they need to change. But that's just my advice.
Surround yourself with people, like-minded people that want to get better. I think what happens is like I found myself hanging out with people that, you know, were maybe drug addicts that were probably worse off than even I was to make myself feel more comfortable with my horrible
decisions. You are the sum of your five closest people to you. I really, when I heard that one time, it like shook me. So think about the five closest people to you. And if there's some people in there that you're like, I would hate if someone thought I was like them. Oh, might want to cut your mom out. World's best mom, not so much. Let's get to the news. And I promise we will talk about my Fallon appearance, as I did say that I would talk about.
Should be your final thought about your nipples.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll get to it. Maybe it'll be a news headline. Who the fuck knows? I don't even know what. Actually, I got my Google alert for my name this morning. There's nothing. No talk. I mean, I do have a Google alert for my name just so I can see what my dad is getting. Because my dad always sends me whatever Google, like, Nikki, you might be performing at a casino in Ashbury Park in November of 2023. I'm just like, I know, Dad. Well, can maybe my friend Rick from my old guitar days in since he come out? And I'm like, I will just have him buy a ticket. He did win the lottery. Okay, yeah, maybe he's rich and he should buy a ticket. And I don't want to get him in. And I don't have to meet him backstage. Sorry, Rick. Rick's not a real person. I've been using the name Rick a lot today. Look at that squirrel legit looking at me.
His real name is Richard.
That squirrel has been looking at me like it's into me. There's a squirrel on the railing and it's fucking like... Is it looking at me or is it looking ahead? Because squirrels' eyes are on the side of their head and it's literally like facing perpendicularly away from me, but it's like looking at me. For sure it's looking at me. Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think a squirrel is cute?
I don't know if squirrels look forward or... Yeah, I love
squirrels. Do you know that squirrels are the chickens of America if you're in the Cayman Islands? Do you know what I mean?
Got you. Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, chickens are everywhere, but here they're squirrels. And we're like, squirrels are nothing. But when Robin from the Cayman Islands came to America, she was like, squirrels are everywhere. Squirrels. Because she's British.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I love squirrels. And I'm like, who cares about squirrels? They're like, you know, they're not like a ferret, which Theo Von said was the limousine of rats. You guys got to listen to my appearance on Theo Von's podcast this past weekend. People are loving it. Okay, let's get to the news. Very late. Sorry, Noah.
Squirrels.
You heard it here first.
We're going to zip through this news segment. Let's get to the headlines. What's going on, Andrew?
Oh, man, folks. First of all, I hope you have a fantastic weekend out there. The weather's really warming up, and so is everyone's bodies, if you know what I mean. Okay, having fun out there and having all the swells. First story, Nick. A teen was impaled by a javelin in his right thigh at a New Jersey high school track and field javelin throw. The javelin was impaled several inches into his thigh. However, there was no visible bleeding, and the victim was conscious and having conversation with first responders. I mean, what is this javelin toss? Do you think we should still have javelin in 2021?
I don't care. Who cares about the javelin? I mean, who cares about, you could say that about anything, honestly, but like, I guess it's a sport. I mean, it's an old sport that's been going on forever, so there must be a lot of history to it and a reason why we do it.
Well, the javelin, used to do it to kill, like, that was...
Right.
The javelin used to, you know, you throw a spear.
Right. And so this guy was the thrower, or he was a spectator?
I guess he was just, I believe he, do you know Noah?
The spectator.
Oh, he was a
and
spectator.
It went, how many inches into his leg did it go?
Seven? A good amount. I mean, a javelin length.
I mean, well, it's not really the javelin, yeah, it's the velocity with which the javelin was being thrown.
I mean, who's going to a javelin event and getting close enough to where you're going to get nailed?
Well, I was running the other day past a driving range, and there were golf balls being hit, and I was off to the side, but I'm wondering, could I have gotten hit with a golf ball pretty easily if there were people, you know, driving golf balls as I ran alongside a driving range?
I don't know. You know,
and there's lots of people, you know, like one of those things where everyone just like hits it a bunch, like tons of people are lined up and they go on dates and they like,
oh yeah,
like wrap their arms around each other and be like, oh babe, this is how you do it.
Yeah, let me show you how to swing the club.
Yeah, driving range. Wait, is that what it's called?
Yeah, driving range.
Yeah, when people go, do people get hit with golf balls and dice?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and die?
Not like a head.
But people get hit a lot at.
Yeah. Four. That's what they yell that.
Yeah, they yell four.
Four people died last year.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens every year. Four exact people die. Mm-hmm. But also, people in baseball stadiums get drilled by balls.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, a person has died getting hit with
baseball.
I used
to have such anxiety of that when I was a kid, of, like, fat men on diving boards, the diving board, like, snapping and the fat man hitting his head. But, like, also baseball games, I would have this irrational fear that a baseball was going to hit
me. I got hit with one.
What?
Time.
Really?
And my dad yelled at me, oh, my God, this story I haven't thought. So I was at a Little League game.
Wow, I think we're making a breakthrough.
I was at a Little League game.
This is why you need to go to therapy. Things, stories come out. What happened?
And it was cold in Florida, but it was a cold day in Florida, and I had a jacket on, and I was walking, and there was a foul ball, and it just hit me right in my chest, and I'm on the ground like, you ever get hit, and it didn't hurt as bad, but you cry maybe for attention? I don't know. I was like on the floor
crying. Well, you're
crying
because you're embarrassed, because you're like, I got to make this look worse than it was, because otherwise I just look like an idiot.
So I get hit with the
And now
baseball.
People will be worried about me as opposed to laughing at me. Yes.
And my dad comes up. He goes, it wouldn't have hurt if you buttoned up your jacket like I told you.
That's not.
I swear. Maybe this is like a weird dream.
No, I'm saying that's not a bad point. I think your dad was right. I would have said the same thing. You and I think I'm your dad. I honestly think
when I was
I'm
sitting
your...
by him, he goes, "Okay, yeah, you can go over there, but hey, button up your jacket." And then like,
that's cute that he wanted you to button up your jacket.
And then a minute later, I get hit right where the button.
That's a god shot right to the solar plexus.
I think he threw the ball.
Oh my god, that's what parents. That's my biggest parent complaint and human complaint is when you do something and someone and that obviously you didn't want to get hit in the chest with a ball, right?
Yeah.
And someone goes, "Why would you do that?" Why? My mom goes, "Nikki, why would you spill water on your computer?" "Oh, because I wanted to." "Why would you have a glass of water next to your computer when you know that it could spill?" "I guess because you and dad had sex one time and made a fucking idiot. That's why." That's your DNA put together a person whose brain did a dumb thing and ruined a computer. "Why would you do that?" "Nikki, what? You don't leave your purse in the back of Ubers. You got to check before you get out of Ubers." "Oh, really?
We're so
alike." Thank you. I hate, if you're someone who says that to someone when they've made a mistake, "Well, you got to look before you leave next time so you don't leave things behind." "Oh, thank you." Like, it that doesn't help. You're such an asshole. And I've been one of those people too of like, "Andrew, come on, you gotta do this before," like,
yeah.
It's just like, just say, tell me rooster when that happens. Andrew and I have a safe word for when we fight, and we didn't use it the other night. We should have roostered.
I don't think we should have. I think it was good.
No, we had to get through it. Yeah. No, we should have roostered. No, we shouldn't have because we got through our
fight.
Well,
it's interesting.
We usually have a safe word for if the fight's about to pop off and we know that it's gonna get weird, and like, we know that neither of us are ready to apologize or be in the right state of mind to see that we're wrong. You just go rooster, and then you can like, it's like a safe word of like, let's shelve this and talk later.
I think like
rooster. Okay, so next story.
Yeah.
Rooster.
You can't rooster.
And it was all
whatever
based
you
on
want. That's like using rooster when something's not like you
oh,
can't rooster
I could
me
you in that
to get out of a story.
Hey, girls, if you want to get like, and I know that Andrew's not my boyfriend, but if you want to really piss off whatever man you're living with, which is probably your boyfriend or your husband, just go, "You're so cuh," and he will not know what it is, and it will piss him off so much. And you go, "You're being really cuh." If he's being cuh, and most of the time men are being cuh in fights, like they won't acknowledge they're wrong, like that's kind of cuh. Just be like, "You know what? You're cuh," and it's so dismissive, and it angers them so much, especially if they don't know what it means.
Well, yeah, then they're gonna go, "What's that mean?" And then you're gonna explain it to them, and they're gonna go, "I still don't get it. This is fucking bullshit." All right,
I might try to say "cuh" in the MTV movie and TV awards, by the way, in one of my monologues.
Say it yesterday.
I said it yesterday. Does it work?
I mean, it works. Yes, yeah,
because
cool.
I'm calling out guys that do a certain thing, and I go "cuh," but it, like I wonder.
You
if
should do it.
I should do it. Okay, I'm gonna do it for
egg.
Besties.
Do it for a
okay.
Fashion
I'm
egg.
Doing it for you guys. It's a fashion egg for you guys. I don't know if it'll make the cut, but I will say "cuh."
All right, Ellen DeGeneres says toxic workplace controversy not the reason she's ending her show.
Yeah. She's just, she's not excited
also
anymore.
Also said lower ratings, not a reason.
Oh, of course not.
Everything in television is down. It's got nothing to do with why I'm leaving. If I was having fun, I would do this show with nobody watching. So it's got nothing to do
I
with
don't,
that.
I don't not believe her, to be honest, even though we pretty much know that. You know, based on the stories we've heard, like something's not as it seems with that woman.
Yeah.
Like what she presents.
She's really a brunette, I heard.
Right. I hear she's straight. no, she, I love Ellen. Think she's one of the funniest comedians ever. Terrified of her for sure. I just like, I don't ever want to.
Why are we terrified of people like that? Because they have power to ruin
because
your
they're
career?
Because they're just intimidating. And
I know, but why do we let people be intimidating that you could beat up? Because
she does
fight?
Have she does have power. She has more power than, and she might have she might be walking away from the show or whatever. And people keep going, "Who's going to replace her? Why don't we just let shows go? Why does it's the Ellen show. It's done. Start a new one. There's no replacement. And by the way, it should be me."
Yeah, exactly.
100% it should be. Someone tweeted that today. It should be Nikki Glaser. And I go, "Oh my God, I didn't even think about that." Yeah, it should be. Really
I just read this though and they go, "Nothing." Like
it, nothing
to do. Oh, it's nothing.
If the ratings
not
were better
98%?
Than ever, they might convince you with a little bit of money to stick around, and it might be a little bit more fun for you with the money you're getting if it was killing in the ratings a little bit harder. But the thing is, money might not be an object to her anymore because she's so fucking rich. But yeah, I mean, the toxic workplace thing was not a good look. And then
especially when your whole thing is about like giving money to like being the best, like being the nicest. And
I mean,
then
we went through this with like all the allegations that came up of like the irony that she's like, be kind and and she dances and it seems so generous. But it's really funny how there are moments I will just say that there's tons of Taylor Swift moments with Ellen that always pop up on my Explore feed. And I watch Taylor Swift clips constantly when I'm like going to bed and just bored to calm myself, because she just radiates confidence in like what I want to be in my life, even though she's younger than me. And most of the clips I'm watching her when she was like 22, you know, no, it's more her recent stuff. She's just like so confident and like it's like she's not like trying to be too skinny or trying to be a model. Like she, all these phases that we all go through as women, Taylor Swift, just like, I love watching her now. The other day I watched her Grammy performance, her latest one, because it is the epitome of confidence and vulnerability. And I just loved it. Anyway, I made Emil and Andrew watch it in the car on the way to Theo's podcast, because I was feeling really anxious. And I was like, I just need to watch Taylor's Grammy performance. And it just soothed me so much and like gave me that energy. What I was going to say is sometimes Ellen clips pop up of her and Ellen, so many over the years. And Ellen's always pranking her and or like asking her about boyfriends. And you can tell Taylor is like really uncomfortable. And like Ellen is like enjoying the awkwardness and like the
power dynamic.
Yes. And it's just I really get uncomfortable watching Ellen interview sometimes ever since I saw the Dakota Johnson one.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
that one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where Dakota says, I did invite you to my birthday. And she's like, she kind of talks back to her. Oof.
I wonder what happened behind the scenes.
I can't even watch it. I don't like awkwardness like that. That does not bring me joy. I want Ellen to be great. And if I ever meet her, I will like kiss her ass after I'm done munching her puss. Just kidding. I'll go to the back. I'm just kidding.
Well, I made a joke yesterday that if she just gets into stand-up, she could be as horrible as she wants. And
dude, I would love to see Ellen just go out there and be, because Ellen is, if you watch that one joke she does, which you actually wrote the same joke, and I told you that's an Ellen joke, but she was watching, there was a couple jokes that I think that I love the most is, but the one where she's talking about seeing, she was on a hike or something, and she saw a deer in a field or something, like this beautiful deer. She just walks you through this, like, I was just thinking about the world, and then I shot that thing. Like, at the end, she murders this deer, and it's like, that's Ellen. That she's telling you the truth in her stand-up. There's another thing where she goes to the grocery store. She's like, you ever behind someone in line at the grocery store? And they've got all these like weird things in their cart. And you're going, what is that person's life like? Like, what are they going to make? And then you follow them out to the parking lot. And you kind of go, what kind of car do they drive? Like, I wonder what this person's. And then you just start following their car. And you go, I wonder what neighborhood they live in. And then you go, oh my God, where does it live? I wonder. And then you're watching them dress later on when you're hiding in their closet. And you go, I wonder what, you know, night cream she wears. And so it just gets really fucking dark. So Ellen, much like every comedian, is a really fucking dark person who's probably been through a lot of trauma and now has a lot of power and money. And it's just turned into something else. But listen, I mean, she's not the only one. She's one of my favorites. Every single time I go to the bathroom and the toilet paper starts to shred, you know, you go to a mall or something or a shitty toilet paper that is like one ply and it starts to like just turn into shreds and you get like one little piece that you're trying to make something of. Ellen has a joke about that and I'll never forget it. And she goes, it turns into party streamers. And she goes, this is no time to celebrate. And I literally say, this is no time to celebrate every time I'm trying to get I'm shredding off. I go, this is no time to celebrate. Cause you usually have like shit coming out of your ass to wipe up. And it's so funny to say it's no time to celebrate. Anyway, let's get to our sports moment.
Okay, let's do it.
Here's Andrew's weekly sports moment.
Ooh, he's sounding thrilled again. I love that we recorded live each time and hear how happy
how do I
she
make
is.
It sound the same every time?
It's crazy.
It's like Noah with the intro.
Conor McGregor at the top of the highest paid athletes, according to Forbes. Yeah. So,
yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but he's a UFC fighter. I mean, UFC
God. $180 million, is that for earnings from May 1st, 2020 to May 1st, 2021. Okay, then we have, can I just guess who all these people are?
Yeah.
This will be fun. So this is the top 10. Conor McGregor, definitely no. UFC, Irish, threw a stool through a window on a bus or something.
What you know about him.
Lionel Messi, okay?
Yeah.
Did I say Lionel right?
It's
Lionel or something?
No, Lionel.
Okay, Lionel Messi, definitely soccer player.
Yes.
Right? And
what's his deal?
I think he's probably in South America. like Colombia, like Honduras or something like that.
From Argentina.
Argentina. Okay. Messi. Okay, and nice. Then, I oftentimes my mom will say my room looks like him.
You want to know something cool about Messi?
What?
He has a messy room. No,
you making the same goddamn joke.
Wait, what?
I said my mom sometimes says my room looks like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I think that's Ellen's joke too.
And then she murders me.
He's like very small. He's like 5'8", but he had a disease when he was a kid where he wasn't like growing or whatever. And he only was able to, so soccer clubs, like when you're like 12, you could become like a professional or you get in like the developmental league.
Yeah.
They gave him like hormones and like shots that he never would have gotten.
Whoa.
And he just never would have, like, he was like so small. And he never would have matured into that without the money from the club. I don't know. And now
so they gave him the money to get the hormone shots?
Yeah. So I don't know. I love these stories.
But is he short still?
Yeah. He's like 5'8".
So it didn't work?
Or no, he would have been even smaller.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Cristiano. Cristiano Ronaldo. He is the guy that's workouts you were doing.
Yes.
In the Cayman Islands.
What does he do?
Soccer.
Okay.
He's so hot. He also kind of got in some allegations of possible date rape.
Yeah.
That we've all forgotten about for some reason. Dak Prescott is married to Kristen from The Good Place. What's her name?
Do you know who Dak Prescott is?
Wait, hold on. Let me guess. I'm guessing he is a basketball player.
Football
quarterback
player. For the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. I love his podcast, The Armchair Cowboy. Yeah. And then LeBron James. I'm going to skip that one. No, LeBron James was in Trainwreck. Neymar. I mean, why does he have one name and why would I not know who this is? I'm gonna guess Neymar. I'm gonna guess racing or that's gonna then fighting. Some kind of fighting. Boxing?
Soccer player.
Soccer, Neymar? Okay.
He's from Brazil. He's awesome.
Okay.
He's hot. He loves to party.
Okay, so he's clocking at number six, $95 million a year. These are the top earners, by the way. Roger Federer is number seven, and he's tennis.
Yes.
Lewis Hamilton is a vegan race car driver, and what's it called in Europe where they race cars?
F1 racing.
Yes. And he's very, very tiny and he's a vegan and he's very outspoken.
Where I walk dogs, he lived in that building.
Is he a gay man?
No, we don't know.
Okay. Because I remember being like, I'm so attracted to him. Someone's like, he might not be into you. And I go, well, I'm a vegan and like maybe I have a chance. And they're like, Nikki, I just don't know that you understand what I'm saying. And I was like, I don't.
Well, it's crazy. He's an African American that's a driver in F1. I mean, it rarely happens.
Tom Brady. Very familiar with him. I can't believe he's coming in at number nine with $76 million. That is not going to make him happy. And then Kevin Durant is obviously basketball, correct?
Yes. And Kevin Durant kisses Tom Brady's kids.
Oh, right. $75 million, one under.
Noah looked at me so weird.
Yeah. No, if you haven't seen Tom Brady making out with his son in that clip, you need to Google it. And I know you'll start out the clip and you'll go, that's not weird. Wait until he calls his son back and makes him kiss him again. That's the weird part. My dad made me kiss him on the lips until I was 24. So not judging, but also judging.
And he wouldn't have made this list.
Yeah.
Maybe for top awning men.
$180 million in 1 year. You don't need to keep going.
Well, that's what they say about him.
Mo money, like the thing is, I will say that like the more money you get, the more people you employ. So maybe you just feel, it's just like there. No one needs this much
but
money.
But he lost that fight. You watched that fight with Dustin Poirier. Everyone says you make too much money. You freaking can't. You don't wake up and work hard when you wake up on silk sheets. That's what they say with cum on one side.
Yeah.
No, but that's what they say. They say if you make too much money, you're going to lose your drive and you're not going to be able to be a fighter. Like fighters come from, you know, from like coal making like a diamond or whatever. Diamond. How does
that, sometimes,
you know?
I worry that like if I like fall in love and have all the things that I want and feel really loved in this world, like feel liked, like the way that you were talking about before,
stand-up.
Then I'll stop wanting to be famous and stuff. But that's not true because my parents, I still want to get them into like make sure they have nice nursing homes and care when they get old, and I'm driven by that. Like I just want my family to be like okay. So I think as long as they are not rich, I will still be motivated.
Same.
To work.
I always say I have it on my vision board. One day I want to drive a Bentley to my mom's nursing home.
Yes. Roll up there and take her for a spin.
No, she ain't coming on that.
Yeah,
nice
you
weather.
Can't fit the oxygen tank in that little fucking. You're gonna have a little
tiny. Yeah, I'll have a little, huh? I'll have a little U-Haul for her in the back.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to go to listener mail. It's time for our weekly listener mail dump. These are the voice memos, the Instagram DMs, the emails you sent to Nikki Glaser podcast, the Nikki Glaser podcast at gmail.com. Noah, let's play us a couple. You want to start with a voice memo from Catherine.
Hey, Nick and Andrew and Noah. Love the pod so much. Love. It's my new fave.
Start to this voice.
Wanted to tell you a story that I got reminded of going back to Andrew's story of stretching his ball skin over his girlfriend's hand.
Yes,
and Nikki talking about how she likes to play with penises sometimes.
Yeah.
One time I was in the bath with my ex-boyfriend and he was uncircumcised. And the tip of his penis, I don't know if you guys know, Andrew obviously doesn't know, but the skin kind of comes together at the end. And I was kind of squeezing the skin like the opening of a balloon, and I blew into it gently. Not sure if that's bad or not, but it blew up like a balloon.
Oh my God.
So, fun fact, you can blow uncircumcised penises up like a balloon.
Oh my God. Did she like turn this into
a
giraffe?
I just wanted to ask if, if Nikki's ever done that or if anyone else has ever done that. It's pretty weird.
I have never.
Yeah, thanks for letting me share. Love you
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Catherine.
Bye.
Oh my God, Catherine. Why do you love her voice so much?
I don't know what it is.
I mean, it is darling, but I didn't know
so
it was like
sexual.
Is it like?
I just want her here to tell me every like
yeah,
hot
she,
story.
It is like gentle and like it was. It, and she was definitely Canadian. I heard a boot.
For sure.
Yeah. She's so sweet. Catherine, that's so funny and vulnerable. Thank you for sharing. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Like, I've never been with an uncircumcised guy, but like, pulling that skin up, right? Like the turtleneck up, and then you kind of cinch it with your fingers and then you blow into it and you could create a big bubble around the head of his dick. What does that do for you? Like even hearing that viscerally.
It makes me happy. I'm Jewish and that they cut my skin off.
I think it's so funny and I really
yes,
want to do
no,
that.
No, I love that she was open with doing that and you know, now she's with a circumcised man, probably, because she hates balloons.
Yeah.
But that was the last straw.
I think
straw
that's how
or draw?
I bet that's how her voice got so high-pitched, is that there was helium in that dick balloon that she blew. God, helium's the best. I used to ask my mom on my birthdays, like, as a kid, I was like, can we just run a helium tank and get fucked up? Like, helium was, like, a kid's way of getting fucked up.
Have you ever done Whippets?
No, but I mean, like, I just wanted our voices to sound high. I thought that was so fun to have a whole party where all you do is get your voice to go high.
Yeah.
It's so fun to be like, to talk like this. Like, it's wild when
you're a kid. It's fun for three balloons.
No, I would have had fun all day. Let's get to Jack's voicemail. This is a mispronunciation. Let's hear it, Jack.
Okay, so I'm listening to Santa Monica, and I got a call about this. I used to work at a big corporate law firm in New York, and it was very early on. It was my first time presenting to the Department
Jack.
Of Lawyers. I'm super junior and feeling very fish out of water, and I had to present something legal, and then they gave me a note on a segue I had to read out loud to the entire group.
God.
That we were moving on to the next event. And in that segue, there was a word that I had only ever heard out loud, but had never seen written down. So I told a room full of my bosses, big wigs, people that I was trying to impress. I said, everyone, after this, we will proceed to the luncheon.
I heard this one. You told me about this one.
And everyone just sort of stared at me. And, I was pulled aside later. And like, you know that's luncheon, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I didn't know the context of this.
Luncheon.
You had told me about luncheon because you listen to these voicemails all the time. So I had heard this. I had heard about luncheon. I thought I saw that coming right there. But the context of it being in front of all your bosses and... You say luncheon and everyone just kind of shifts in their seats awkwardly. And you know that at that luncheon, everyone in the buffet line is talking about how you said luncheon. Because luncheon lunch well, first it's of E-O-N all, at that.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't. I thought luncheon was spelled I-N at the end. I really yeah. did.
Like, we're going to go luncheon.
Yeah, we're going to go to luncheon. I had no idea.
No, that it was no one like goes. That. We're not. We're going to go to luncheon. We're going to go to a. It's a luncheon.
When you were in like church or whatever, or like you, it's like people were going around in circle, and you knew your sentence was coming up. Or
yeah.
Would you read your sentence to see if there were words in
of
it?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, you'd prepare. Oh yeah. But that's the worst thing teachers can do. If you want a kid to hear no information all day, make them do the thing where they have to. Tell different.
Oh yeah!
All my family keeps calling me. There's either an emergency or I'm hosting the MTV Awards tonight, and they're wishing me good luck. Or they're calling me about Fallon. I don't know, but I'm getting a lot of calls. Or there's, or someone's dead. I guess we'll find out later. No, you know what I will say before I answer these calls and my world changes? Let's just live in denial of what they could be calling me about for the time being. But when one time, what I was thinking about luncheon. Oh, there's a word that you mispronounce all the time. And I hear this mispronounced all the time. So let's say I was giving you guys both a thing to fill out that has a bunch of like questions on it to like, you know.
Form?
No.
A questionnaire?
There we go. Say it again.
Questionnaire?
It is not questionnaire. It's a questionnaire.
Questionnaire?
I want to be very... like everyone fucks this up. It is not a questionnaire like a buccaneer or a pioneer. It's a questionnaire. N-A-I-R-E. Like it's air with an E at the end. It is not questionnaire. A questionnaire might be like a nickname you call someone who's asking a question, but E-E-R at the end means it's like someone who's doing something.
Yeah.
A document A-I-R-E. Is questionnaire.
E.
So let's all fix that. But that's just one that I hear all the time. That's probably but and
question ear does make kind of sense because it's a you're asking something, you're using your ear.
I do understand that, but that's stupid.
Yeah, I'm dumb. No one said I was a smart in ear.
Should we do another voicemail?
This story is hilarious,
okay,
by the way.
Let's hear it.
This is so embarrassing, but Andrew Bud.
Okay, so this is from Adrian, and this is regarding Andrew's pubes.
yeah, my pubes.
Can I read it?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, I'm trying to talk like that girl. Wait a second. Car talk. Oh, my brother-in-law's calling me about a car that ran over my dad. Okay, so someone did die. I'm just kidding. He goes, we need to talk about the car. That would be so funny if I'm like, oh, good, thank God, nothing happened. He's like, that ran over your father earlier today. Like, oh, what? Okay, so Adrian says, this is so embarrassing, but Andrew Bud, wishing you all this well as I can relate. My best friend went through puberty first, and he always bragged about his pubes. I started saying it was no biggie because I had them too. One day, with his deepening voice, he called my bluff. Now, he's like, show me your pubes. Well, that's not it, but I'm paraphrasing. Now, I did have pubes, but they were like peach fuzz. So in an effort to fool my friend, I went to the bathroom and applied his mom's mascara on my wispy blonde pubes, hoping it would fool my best friend. Swear to God. We need to know, Adrian. Yeah, did it fool your friend? Did your friend know? And by the way, Adrian, you're a goddamn genius. To figure this out when you're around puberty and you're a boy that doesn't really understand makeup, but maybe you did, to have that foresight, you are probably I want to know what Adrian does for a living because that's a smart kid.
I mean, that's the fact that's one of that these he kids used that's a woman's product to look more like a man is awesome.
It's really smart engineering. I bet Adrian's a smart. That is, I'm really impressed with that. I don't even know that I would think of that.
He probably used blush as to make someone his who cock uses... look more red too. I don't know what you know. what else are you doing with makeup? He's probably a makeup artist, maybe.
He probably uses, you know,
it's probably like Elon
highlighter
Musk.
For lube.
This guy's a genius. How do you not write like if he was fooled or not? I mean, you really left a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
there.
You really did. But I
get that so much though. Trying to impress the kids that got the pubes first.
Man, my friend Laura was the first one with pubes. We were all getting into the bath, and we all were like, "What the fuck is that?" We didn't think it was cool. Girls are horrified by maturity or like puberty, and guys are like, "Thank God it's here."
Yeah. Oh my God, that's all we want in life. Because our nipples get hard, we start getting. Like calcified nipples.
Well, that happens to us too. They call it budding. It's disgusting. Ugh. My sister and I were talking about that the other day. Girls with budding breasts. Kirsten and I, my best friend who's coming to visit, is going to sleep on the cum side of the bed tonight. she and I, we were the funniest people, I think. I mean, I really do think we were the funniest kids ever. because we coined a term in like sixth or seventh grade for girls that need to have bras but haven't gotten them yet. And like, because a lot of girls, like, you just like your like little like budding nipple is sticking out. It's not even like a hot nipple. It's like a child's like puberty nipple. It's like so not good and not a good look. And we used to call it, we used to be like, she's so in dire. And it meant in dire need of a bra. But we would just say in dire and no one knew what it was. So we would call girls in dire all the time and be like, I'm so in dire right now.
Sounds like it was, Neymar.
So
doesn't it?
What do you mean?
In dire. Like it's just one word. Like yeah, you like shortened it.
Yeah. And so like if we would write it in a note, it would be I-N-D-I-R-E, like in dire.
Yeah.
And so if you ever see a girl that needs to wear a bra, they're in dire. You could spread that as well as k. And we also used
I wish in dire was on the top 10 list and you'd be like soccer, basketball, like yeah, how yeah. you spelled it. Like that could easily be a cool ass name.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. In dire is also the name of a soccer player from Peru. We got to get to the final thought.
Let's talk about your nipples, huh? Your buddies that came out on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. So I did Jimmy Fallon yesterday via Zoom. I
want to know your takeaway from such a big moment and then having something embarrassing. I'm sure you might have already talked about it already.
I didn't talk about it yet.
Oh. What's your takeaway? And yeah.
So I was set up to do the, like from your perspective, I guess you could set us up. What happened?
So Nikki's doing Fallon. We worked on the script, me, her, and Emil. She really was like wanting to nail it. We wrote this whole chunk on Dave Matthews. You know, she's always prepared. Nikki, even if it's like down to the wire, she's still always prepared. She's a machine. And she's dressed beautifully. The light is up. Everyone's, you know.
Yeah.
So this is how I'm observing it.
Well, Zoom, I usually wear just like a shirt when I do these shows. I don't get styled because I'm just like on Zoom. I don't need to wear a whole outfit. But right before Fallon, I had a fitting for the MTV Movie and TV Awards Unscripted. It's a very long title. Watch it on Monday night. Do not forget, Monday night the 17th. I'm taping it tonight. Wish me luck. Send your swells my way.
All of them.
But I tried on a pink thing that didn't fit the right way in terms of length, but it looked amazing. The top half, and my stylists were like, please wear this on Fallon. I was like, oh my God, that's a great idea. You know, usually I was just going to wear like a Reformation top I have upstairs and some like fucking bicycle shorts, but I'll wear this dress and I'll wear it with the boots. I'll have the whole outfit just so I feel good from head to toe. And this dress is very low cut. It's like a blazer. It looks like a dress / blazer. It's a like a pink thing. I wore it on Instagram.
Like out of like a 70s rock star.
Yeah, it looked awesome. It's sparkly pink blazer. You guys saw it on my Instagram, I think. And then I didn't wear a bra with it because it was so low cut that it didn't need one, but it wasn't like it was showing cleavage. I wasn't though. I mean, you're right. I wasn't dire. It ended up being in dire. Oh my God. We know what this episode's called. Oh my God. I was so in dire. That's crazy how that came back. So literally my strapless bra is laying on the ground because I thought maybe I'll need it. But then I was like, you know what? I don't need one because this looks like so sleek without it. It's not like I was pushing my boobs up. My chest is like flat. Like you could see my rib cage coming through, which as someone who really worries about their weight, when your rib cage pops through, it's like horizontal stripes and it makes you look so much fatter. That's my like a joke I wrote one time. It was like anorexic girls, like don't get too skinny because then your rib cage is like horizontal stripes and like makes you look fat. I'm getting my rib cage twisted to the side. So it's like elongating. So anyway, I watched Chappelle. I was the second guest after Chappelle, which it was a big deal for them to be like, is it okay if you're the second guest? And I'm like, I don't care. I don't have an ego about that stuff, especially when someone like Chappelle. If it was like, I don't know, who's the guy that does, I'm just trying to think of, if it was that, you know, that nerdy chef who does like kitchen experiments.
Or Neil deGrasse or something.
No, I would, Neil deGrasse Tyson, I would take a backseat. I would take a second chair to him. But let's say if it was like, I don't know,
Well, it's funny too because Chappelle just got done like talking. Like they were, you know, Chappelle.
Even if it was Guy Fieri, I'd be like, I deserve second seat. Like I don't care.
Yeah,
and no, it was Chappelle. Should. So Chappelle goes first. Usually, like the first guest has two segments. Chappelle had three. Not a problem though. But it went really long too because Jimmy and him were just telling stories and like they're dancing. It was really, really. I think they cut. No, I did. I didn't watch it yet. Did they cut the part where I make fun of a podcast that Jimmy and Chappelle should have?
I don't remember hearing that.
Okay, that was probably my funniest moment. And they had to cut it because his segment went long.
They did cut it.
And so but at the end of Chappelle's segment, him and Jimmy they just kept going on and they kept telling stories about different parties. They were like, remember that party where Prince got you to come up on stage? And he's like, wait, was that the one after the Super Bowl or after like Jay-Z's like birthday? Like they couldn't figure out what parties all these. And so, and they kept going and like, and so I went, my segment came up. I go, I'm so excited for Chappelle's new podcast. And I really want you guys to collab on a podcast called Famous People, trying to remember what famous people they hung out at, what famous person's birthday party. And I was like,
it's
I was sitting here listening
to the award
show
you're doing.
I go, yeah. I go, sitting here listening to the, I was like, I loved you guys just talking. I go, I'm sitting here with my whole team. And I go, I keep updating them. I go, Paul McCartney just walked into the party. Now Jay-Z and Beyonce walked in. So it was really a funny, and I was so hoping they would include that because it was just a really fun moment and Jimmy really loved it, but they had to cut it because they had to cut those stories. Anyway, but before all that, Jimmy is bringing, so I'm waiting, sitting there in the chair, and Jimmy, I thought it was hilarious. It would be funny because usually when I walk out on Jimmy Fallon, he goes, Nikki Glaser. And I walk out and I'm like, kind of like, hi. And I'm like, do a thing where I'm like, I always, when I walk out of a curtain, need to be like, hello. Like, it's just so weird to walk out of a curtain that I like to like play it up, you know? And I open my arm. I swing open my arm like I'm walking out because it's so stupid. I'm on Zoom. I'm going to pretend I'm actually, because he goes, Nikki Glaser. I go, hi, everyone. And I hear, you know, Questlove on the drums. And I swing open my arm and there's just one button and it unsnaps and my tit comes flying out of my dress. I said, hi. And then I go, oh my God. Oh my God. And Jimmy is like, doesn't even know what has happened, I don't think. And I was like, oh my God, my dress unzipped and I'm holding it. I mean, you guys can watch it. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know what they did with the footage, but it to be on the Tonight Show. So to be on, and I go, and I had to say immediately, you can keep this. Just let's keep going. Because I knew that they probably were thinking she wants to stop down. And I go, you know, this is to me. And like, I didn't mean to do it. Obviously I love when stuff like that happens. For me, I was more embarrassed that you guys thought I had like that you guys thought I was so stupid. Like in front of my friends, I was more embarrassed in front of my friends than I was Fallon and his staff or whatever. And I was people, embarrassed because Jimmy Fallon's show is like very clean and like, this is just like on Dancing with the Stars when they told me to be clean. And then Tom Bergeron asked me, does stand-up ever help you with dancing? And I said, well, Tom, I've had some really rough sets. And he thought I said sex. And then everyone goes, ooh. And I'm like, I was trying to be squeaky clean because ABC made me feel like such a whore coming in. Like, don't you ruin our network with your trash pussy jokes. And so I'm tiptoeing. And then everyone hears me say sex, even though I said sets. So on Jimmy Fallon, I am trying to be so Tonight Show. I like respect that show so much. I never want to make Jimmy uncomfortable sexually with any kind of like innuendo where I'm not trying to like push any boundaries on that show ever. I'm like very appreciative of him even on. And I come in and I throw a tit out right away. And it's like the most ironic place to do that for
me. That's what I'm saying. But how you handled it, it reminds me of this guy who said luncheon instead of luncheon. There's two ways you can handle a situation like that. You could either go, my tit's out. Oh, my God, Jimmy, I need like 5 minutes. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I did this. I apologize. I'm trying. And then you like walk away and then you're like, can we do this over so I get a better headset? I can't. Please don't show this to anybody. Yeah. I will never. Or you do and you attack and you face it and then you put it on Instagram and then you use this negative. So when you say luncheon, just go, dude. I said luncheon. Have you ever read this out loud? Like make up, like live it and like experience it.
Yes.
Because as we see, a lot of people say luncheon. A lot of people like fuck up.
Not my fault that it came. My tip, everyone's like, you should be wearing a bra. And it's like, well, a bra would have been showing underneath the jacket I was wearing. So I couldn't for that look. And I would never mean to do that. So that's, you know, I talk about it on the show a lot, but that's how I am able to traverse embarrassing moments in my life or times where I'm wrong or fuck up is like, I didn't mean to do that. So what am I? I'm not. I might be embarrassed that it happened. I'm embarrassed for other people that like have to like deal with the fact that I showed my tit and like feel sorry for me or something. But I myself am very comfortable with that because that's essentially what I do on stage anyway. Like I've always admired strippers because they like put themselves out there and they like are vulnerable in that way. And it's like, okay, something embarrassing just happened. Let's keep going with it. And like, because that's just me. Like,
yeah, but it's
I'm
also
being honest,
20 years of
experience and being okay with
the problem
being
with the luncheon guy is that was probably the first time he was like speaking in front of a big room and they don't you just don't know. You only learn that embarrassing moments can actually be the best moments by embarrassing yourself.
That's so true.
Which is, you know,
I was grateful it happened in the end because it was just such a fun story, but I would have never planned something like that. I don't, you know, and tonight I'm taking a lot of chances. I was thinking about like all the, yesterday during rehearsals, I like came up with a lot of weird things to do at the MTV Movie and TV Awards Unscripted that I'm like, is this even going to be funny? It might like really flop. I don't care. Good. Because I know I'm funny and like all my intent is to be as funny as possible. So if something flops, it's not because I didn't try, or it's not because I was trying to be unfunny or trying to be embarrassing myself. It's because I'm trying to do my best. So like, I don't have anything to feel ashamed of if something isn't funny.
And here's the thing. If it doesn't destroy in the room, it can destroy with, you know, and all 50,000 people watching.
And that's the beauty of taping a show that's not live is literally, people don't know this, but if you come to any like special taping of mine and I fuck up a line, I will not just let it go and go, well, that's the way it went. I'll go, hold on, you guys, can you laugh the same way again? Because I'm going to do that line again. Because it's a taping and you don't, people.
Now, what about leaving that in? Like leaving in that you go back.
I mean, if it's funny, the fuck up is funnier than the joke itself, then I'll leave it. Yeah. But if it's a fuck up that I'm like, oh, I just stumbled over that word, I'll just do it again. Yeah. Because everything you see is edited. Talk about reality. We're talking about reality TV, you know, a lot for these MTV Movie and TV Awards Unscripted, where we celebrate all things reality on Monday night, May 17th at, I think, you know, check your local listings, but it'll be on Monday. It's going to be so funny. But we talk about live TV or reality TV. And as someone who is very close to that world, and just has been in TV, you guys, do not trust any people you hate on reality TV. Don't trust that you know they're the worst person because you've seen what they do. Like the way footage is manipulated, I have felt sure of myself that someone is a monster and I did not know anything. Or I've felt sure of myself that someone's a good person and I didn't know anything. The thing is, these reality shows will make someone who's a monster look good because that person's good TV and makes them more money and they want to keep them around. And they'll make someone who looks bad a monster, obviously, because they need to villainize someone. So don't trust anything. Watch all these shows with a little bit of like, but you really don't know these people because we're friends with some reality people that are being villainized this season. Hashtag Hannah Burner on Summer House. And although she may look back at footage and be like, I shouldn't have said that, she is nowhere near like how much people are angry at her that don't even know her. People I'm close to who watch the show and are like, your friend Hannah is blah, blah. And I go, you don't fucking know Hannah. Shut the fuck up. And then I watched it and I was like, oh man, Hannah actually needs to know. I'm just kidding. Hannah is being portrayed really badly on Summer House. And we will talk about that at some point because some people have asked us to address the Hannah thing. And I haven't finished the season, so I don't really know. And I think she was justified in murdering Lindsay at the end of the season.
Look, Lindsay had it coming to her.
Yeah. She's tired of those antics. Freaking, we got to go. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We got to go. Thank you so much for listening to a whole week of shows here in LA. We'll be here next week as well. And I can't wait to see you Monday. I'll miss you all weekend. Please tune into the MTV TV and Movie Awards Unscripted on Monday. Check out my tour. I'm going on tour. NikkiGlaser.com/tour. Andrew will be there too. Tickets are available now. I can't wait to see you guys. And seriously, thank you for your voice memos and listening and being besties and posting about the show on Instagram and getting your friends into it. It means so much to me. And I love, love, love you guys so much. Thank you for your support and your kindness. And
Kerr for that.
And Dyer.
Kerr, Dyer. Numa.
Numa.
Numa.